I was in this room, we talked about President Eisenhower had the order, like he ordered devastating bombing and deliberately gave us areas in North Korea and burnt the oil and stuff. But we still haven't got peace in Korea, you know. That's why we deal with it. As far as this is concerned, we would have to agree there are problems. You raised some of the problems. But I would say that it would be extremely helpful if the members of the Congress, Democrat and Republican, to the extent the leaders that you can, that instead of consulting our fears on this, don't be, of course, going out and saying, well, everything's done, it's going to be all that. Be quite honest, and you've got to be honest. But also, I think it's very important for us not to, after getting this agreement, to send messages to Hanoi and messages to Saigon that, well, we don't think it's going to last and all that sort of thing. You can talk that way, the way you thought of the thought, it's going to happen. Now, we've got to talk to I would like, if you can, if you could simply say what I said last night. This is a good agreement. It is peace with honor. It not only ends the war for us, which, of course, the prisoners for withdrawal appeal, which many members of the House and Senate the week after we announced that we were voted for. Prisoners for withdrawal, some of the other side would have given it. I know some, would have ended the war for us, and the war would have continued with 1,000 casualties a week for 50 million people in South America, the China and Vietnam. So what we have here is we've got our prisoners. We have more than that. We've got peace, not only for America, but peace, at least fragile as it may be, for all of the people of Indochina, and certainly